the last 3 months, we've seen quite an increase in demand, generally for stock feed. So we've had numerous people calling our phone seeking 2013 product.
And is this something new, or is this, have you had this in previous seasons?
It varies very much depending on the weather and the alternate stock feeds that are available. But it's probably been 3 years since we've seen demand like this, and we've already pre-sold our 2013 crop already.
So obviously it's something that we're hearing a lot about the fodder shortages, particularly across Victoria. That's being reflected in calls to your business seeking the hulls as a feed supply.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. There's a fair bit of desperation in some of their voices, and given that the lack of alternative food sources, they've been looking to hull.
Is it mainly cattle, do you know, that you're supplying to?
Yeah, there's some sheep, but mainly cattle.
Is it an expensive product to buy as a hull?
Order of magnitude, we're looking between $20 and $35 a tonne, so it's not a huge amount. Really, the freight cost is the thing that really hurts. So if you need to transport it a long distance, so in our case, from our Mildura area, it can become quite expensive if you have to transport it, and that's why so many people are looking to mill the product and double the density.
So what are the logistics of when people want the hulls? Do they come to you, or do you send them out? Do you freight them out, or how does it all work?
Generally, we have a phone call from somebody who's requesting it, and they'll either request it two ways. One would be a straight hull, which comes from a pile that's at the outside of our factory. That's generally just loaded into a truck and then taken to their farm location. But more recently, due to freight costs being quite expensive, we get a number of requests to actually grind it up or to mill it, and that can double the density, therefore halving the cost of transportation. So we're probably milling probably half our product at the moment to try and reduce logistics costs.
And when you touched on before that you're pre-selling, I guess you're selling this harvest, which is still underway at the moment, is that something that you never had happened before?
It's unusual to have the whole crop sold before we've finished processing. We're about 70% finished processing, but we've actually sold all of that already, and we're also sold probably half of next year's. So yeah, that's quite unusual.
So I guess people are really kind of locking in some alternate feed sources.
Yeah, they're looking
earlier
for longer term contracts, whereas before it's sort of been opportunistic. And I think the other thing is that farmers are actually just starting to appreciate the nutritional value of hull rather than just a commodity per se, bought on price.
And so is this something that you can see in the longer term will be another part of your business, that you'll be supplying the hulls then out to the farming community for feed?
Yeah, generally, you know, in a more mature market like in California, it's a critical part of the business. And certainly we're looking to have longer term contracts, more strategic contracts with people that need stock feeds, you know, on a long term basis. Whereas in the past, they've probably played the spot market. So when it's really cheap, as it was perhaps 12 months ago, you know, they didn't need it. You know, it's a supply demand kind of situation. But I think people are now thinking that perhaps I don't want to have that kind of stress of having cattle that can't eat because, you know, they don't have feed, that they can secure some supply from us and others on a long-term basis. In Australia, we tend to have seasons where we have plentiful foods, but then we have dry periods like we have in the last 10 years where everybody then becomes desperate. And really the marketing of hull as a product, I suppose, hasn't been done. So it's an opportunity for all hull producers or, in our case, almond producers, and it's a byproduct.